If you are the communicator of a product or service for your network marketing company, are you a salesperson or a communicator? Well, the definition of a salesperson is one who engages in the activities of selling goods or services. Communication would be one of the activities involved in selling goods or services. My personal view on the subject is that everyone is in sales in one way or another. To add to what I said earlier about that everyone must promote, a person sells their boss on keeping them. A husband sells his wife on staying with him. A dog owner sells his dog to sit. A parent sells his or her kids on doing their homework. So you can see we're all in sales, or we're all communicators, whichever way you want to say it, but it's the same. Most people have never looked at it that way, though. In some circles, there is a negative association with the activity of selling. This negativity comes from three main areas. Number one, people who have tried to sell something, a product, service, or even an idea, but didn't get favorable results. Their conclusion was a feeling that they were not good at it. Failing at something will certainly cause one to dislike it and have a negative association with it. So you see, it only takes someone failing at getting an idea across to cause someone to dislike sales and salespeople. Another negative association comes from someone who has been a salesperson, and they tried to convince someone to do something or buy something, and they feel that they pushed too hard or sold that customer something they didn't really need or want. Doing this will cause the salesperson to feel they have violated their own values. Instead of identifying the specific thing they did wrong, the person will swear off anything having to do with sales. It wasn't that the subject of sales was bad. It was the way it was done, due to improper training, that made it bad. The third way a person gets a negative view of sales is to be on the receiving end of the last one I just mentioned. If someone has forced you to buy something, or tried to, whether you bought it or not, that can cause you to have a negative view of sales, and you conclude that you never want someone to feel that way about you, so you decide you don't like sales. One of the real values you will get from this package is you will never again sell something to someone they don't want. Regardless of what may have occurred in your past, really inspect what I'm saying here, because it's all quite obvious that everything comes down to your ability to communicate. Whether you call it sales or you call it communication, it is the same. The person who says that they don't like sales is in sales regardless of whether they sell a product or sell themselves. For the most part, when you get the objection, "I'm not a salesperson," or "I don't like sales," it comes down to the person not feeling confident in their ability to communicate well. The solution is to get good at communication, because communication is the irreducible basic of relationships.